friend, and welcome to the chaplainscorner.net. I'm interrupting the music for a few moments so you can grab some pen and paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. Please like or follow me, and thank you so much for listening. A little more music while I get ready. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This is General Thoughts, Season 2, Episode 27. Your foundation scripture is Micah 6, 6 through 8. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of ram or with 10,000 of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require you but to do justly and to love kindness and mercy and to humble yourself and walk humbly with your God? The next scripture, foundation scripture, is Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. This is also, this is not amplified. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So let's take a minute and let me ask you a few questions. And you need to be in a quiet place to do this. If you're driving, I wouldn't try this. How are you doing today? Are you struggling? Is life hard and mean and stern? Is it just a tough day every day, one of those days that you have? Do you try and talk to God and then the prayers only seem to go to the ceiling, if that far, and you just wind up with silence and nothing? And you have that uneasy feeling inside you that things between you and God just aren't right. If that fits your description and if that's working on you, just get quiet. I want you to take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Take another deep breath, slow it down, and just sit before the Lord. Just sit there quietly. After you've got your composure and you're sitting there a little bit, now tell the Lord you're frustrated, you're burnt out, you're tired, you're confused. You started out trying to serve Him the best you know how, and because of the world and the cares and all the things going on in the news and the headlines and the interruptions and even the praise and worship that we have 24/7 now through podcasts and streaming and stuff like that, turn it all off. Turn it all off. What you need is quiet and peace with Jesus Christ. You get that by rolling your cares over onto Him, by telling Him that you're tired and exhausted and burnt out. You're not telling Him anything He doesn't know. What you're doing is getting it off of you and getting it onto Him. And He can do it. He can handle it. His blood cleansed you of your sins, past, present, and future. I had a friend tell me one time that he couldn't be saved, that he had fallen from grace and couldn't get back. I said, no, my friend, you haven't fallen from grace. Your problem is you don't know the scriptures. My Bible says that God will forgive you of your sins, no matter what they are. No matter what they are. The only sin He can't forgive you for is your unbelief, or you will not trust Him. Roll it over on Jesus. Just roll it on over. Roll the cares over onto Him, one by one. Now rest in His love. God has got this. You don't. God will get you through this. You can't. You won't. God has a plan for you, and you cannot operate the plan. He will show you what to do to operate it for you. You will still struggle. You will still have a tough time. But God will be doing the guiding instead of you and your logic. Your mind is an enmity to God. And unless you really renew it with the Holy Spirit on a constant basis, and even then you've got to watch it. Or otherwise the cares of this world just overtake you and get you so messed up you can't see straight. And you can't see the plan for the weeds of the world. Its cares, in other words. It's choking out the word. Put a stop to it. Spray weed killer on it. That would be the word of God. Just start quoting the word of God. Find out who you are in Christ and start praising God. Start praising Him. If you can, pray in tongues. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, or the Father hadn't given you the privilege of praying in tongues, ask Him for it. He'll give it to you. He's not holding you back. He wants you to succeed. God is your deliverer. In Jesus is your victory. In Jesus is your hope. In Jesus is your abundant life. You have a blessed and glorious day. In Jesus' name, amen.